Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Higher Education. Pansapriyan Examinations 2020. Part 1. Listening Skills. Task 1. You will hear Jenny talking to Richard about strange hotels. Listen, and decide whether the following statements are true, or false. Put a tick, in the appropriate box. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
There are ice hotels in Sweden, castle hotels in Scotland, and underground hotels in Tunisia. But this week we're talking about three very different hotels. Richard, I'm going to describe three hotels. I want you to choose one. Which one would you like to stay in? Okay.
All right, yes.
The first one is in Oxford in England, and it used to be a prison.
Right, not sure about that then.
So, there are 94 rooms.
Cells?
Well, they were all cells, yes, 94 of them. Do you think there'll be bars on the windows?
I don't know. They'll probably keep them, actually. How much are these rooms stroke cells?
A double room is £140.
Ooh, a bit expensive.
And you can have a very posh executive suite for £350.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not sure about that one, to be honest.
Okay, hotel number two. This is in Florida, USA. And this is an underwater hotel.
Ooh, interesting.
It was a research station and it's 30 feet under the water.
It's in the ocean, is it?
It's under the sea.
Under the sea, wow. So how do you get there?
You have to be a scuba diver. They take you by boat and then you put your diving gear on, you go under the water, and that's how you enter the lodge. It was this research station, so it's only got two double rooms.
Right, okay.
And what's really nice, it has these big round windows, and when you're sitting in your room, you can see the fish outside.
And is that expensive?
Quite expensive. It's $400 per person per night.
Wow, that is expensive.
Mm.
Yes, not sure about that one either, to be honest.
Right, my third place to stay is in Austria on the banks of the River Danube. And these are old drain pipes.
Right, staying in a drain pipe.
Obviously, the drain pipes are very big. They're 2 metres in diameter and 2.5 metres long.
And are there any views?
There's a tiny little porthole so you can look out. But most of the day, the door that they've put is open, so you have the wonderful views of the countryside and the river.
Oh, that's okay. That's good then. And how much is that?
Well, this is very interesting, Richard. There are no set rates.
Oh.
So you can pay as little or as much as you want.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
So which one do you choose?
I don't fancy staying in a prison, to be honest, because I'm afraid once they close the door, they might not open them again. Under the water, I think that would be a bit claustrophobic, actually.
Well, so the drain pipe is very small.
I think you can get out of the drain pipe quite quickly. And I've never been to Austria, so I would go for the Pipe Hotel in Austria.
Oh, my goodness.
And very cheap.
Do task one. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
There are ice hotels in Sweden, castle hotels in Scotland, and underground hotels in Tunisia. But this week we're talking about three very different hotels. Richard, I'm going to describe three hotels. I want you to choose one. Which one would you like to stay in? Okay.
All right, yes.
The first one is in Oxford in England, and it used to be a prison.
Right, not sure about that then.
So, there are 94 rooms.
Cells.
Well, they were all cells, yes, 94 of them. Do you think there'll be bars on the windows?
I don't know. They'll probably keep them, actually. How much are these rooms stroke cells?
A double room is £140.
Ooh, a bit expensive.
And you can have a very posh executive suite for £350.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not sure about that one, to be honest.
Okay, hotel number two. This is in Florida, USA. And this is an underwater hotel.
Ooh, interesting.
It was a research station and it's 30 feet under the water.
It's in the ocean, is it?
It's under the sea.
Under the sea, wow. So how do you get there?
You have to be a scuba diver. They take you by boat and then you put your diving gear on, you go under the water, and that's how you enter the lodge. It was this research station, so it's only got two double rooms.
Right, okay.
And what's really nice, it has these big round windows, and when you're sitting in your room, you can see the fish outside.
And is that expensive?
Quite expensive. It's $400 per person per night.
Wow, that is expensive.
Mm.
Yes, not sure about that one either, to be honest.
Right, my third place to stay is in Austria on the banks of the River Danube. And these are old drain pipes.
Right, staying in a drain pipe.
Obviously, the drain pipes are very big. They're 2 metres in diameter and 2.5 metres long.
And are there any views?
There's a tiny little porthole so you can look out. But most of the day, the door that they've put is open, so you have the wonderful views of the countryside and the river.
Oh, that's okay. That's good then. And how much is that?
Well, this is very interesting, Richard. There are no set rates.
Oh.
So you can pay as little or as much as you want.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
So which one do you choose?
I don't fancy staying in a prison, to be honest, because I'm afraid once they close the door, they might not open them again. Under the water, I think that would be a bit claustrophobic, actually.
Well, so the drain pipe is very small.
I think you can get out of the drain pipe quite quickly. And I've never been to Austria, so I would go for the Pipe Hotel in Austria.
Oh, my goodness.
And very cheap.
Check your answers to task one. You have 1 minute. Task 2. You will hear Brad describing the small accidents he had while he was at a summer camp. Listen and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Dear Mom and Dad, this is my fifth day at summer camp. Life in the great outdoors isn't exactly what I expected, but I'm not starving yet, so don't worry about me. I guess I should tell you about what I do every day. First, everyone has to get up at 5:30 a.m. They have this silly old rooster named Harry who loves to wake us up. Next, we have to make our beds and tidy up the cabin before our camp counselor, Jeff, comes to inspect the place. Then we have breakfast around 6:30 a.m. After that, we have some free time, so I've been going down to the nearby stream to fish for a couple of hours. But yesterday, the only thing I caught was an old shoe and a tree branch. Great catch, huh? Then, when I was trying to swat a mosquito buzzing around my head, I slipped and fell in the stream and lost my fishing pole. That ended my fishing career. Well, in the afternoon, there are different activities we can choose from, like archery, horseback riding, and hiking. I thought archery would be the sport for me until I shot an arrow through Jeff's pant leg. As you can imagine, I haven't been invited back since. In the evening, everyone is assigned a different chore to get dinner ready. Yesterday, I was in charge of cooking the hot dogs, but I accidentally dropped them in the fire, so we had to settle for beans instead. The other kids are always razzing me about it. At night, we sit around the campfire in front of our cabins, sing songs, and tell ghost stories. That's usually fun, but one night, while trying to find more sticks for the fire, I got all turned around and got lost. After about an hour of wandering aimlessly in the forest, I finally found my way back. But no one seemed to have realized what had happened, thinking that I just had gone to bed. A bear or wolf could have eaten me and no one would have known it. I was so beat, I just crashed, out like a light. Well, today is another day, and tomorrow I come home, and not a bit too soon. I've learned that camping is just not for me. Love, Brad.
Do task two. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Dear Mom and Dad, this is my fifth day at summer camp. Life in the great outdoors isn't exactly what I expected, but I'm not starving yet, so don't worry about me. I guess I should tell you about what I do every day. First, everyone has to get up at 5:30 a.m. They have this silly old rooster named Harry who loves to wake us up. Next, we have to make our beds and tidy up the cabin before our camp counselor, Jeff, comes to inspect the place. Then we have breakfast around 6:30 a.m. After that, we have some free time, so I've been going down to the nearby stream to fish for a couple of hours. But yesterday, the only thing I caught was an old shoe and a tree branch. Great catch, huh? Then, when I was trying to swat a mosquito buzzing around my head, I slipped and fell in the stream and lost my fishing pole. That ended my fishing career. Well, in the afternoon, there are different activities we can choose from, like archery, horseback riding, and hiking. I thought archery would be the sport for me until I shot an arrow through Jeff's pant leg. As you can imagine, I haven't been invited back since. In the evening, everyone is assigned a different chore to get dinner ready. Yesterday, I was in charge of cooking the hot dogs, but I accidentally dropped them in the fire, so we had to settle for beans instead. The other kids are always razzing me about it. At night, we sit around the campfire in front of our cabins, sing songs, and tell ghost stories. That's usually fun, but one night, while trying to find more sticks for the fire, I got all turned around and got lost. After about an hour of wandering aimlessly in the forest, I finally found my way back. But no one seemed to have realized what had happened, thinking that I just had gone to bed. A bear or wolf could have eaten me and no one would have known it. I was so beat, I just crashed, out like a light. Well, today is another day and tomorrow I come home, and not a bit too soon. I've learned that camping is just not for me. Love, Brad.
Check your answers to task two. You have 1 minute. Task 3. You will hear a broadcast about live concerts. Listen, and complete the missing information. Use only one word or number for each gap. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Live concerts and museums help you live longer. Researchers have found that people who go to live concerts, shows and museums can live longer than those who do not. Experts from University College London looked at the lifestyles of over 6,700 British people for 15 years. They examined how often the people went out and what kinds of events they attended. They found that over 50s who regularly went to concerts and shows were around 30% less likely to die over the next 14 years. The researchers said the over 50s could extend their life by engaging with the receptive arts. These include art galleries, concerts, museums, musicals, the opera and the theatre. In addition to living longer, concert goers could also have more fun. Lead researcher Dr. Daisy Fancourt said money played a big role in whether or not people went to concerts and engaged with the arts. She wrote, over 40% of people in the least wealthy group reported that they never accessed cultural activities. The UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock believes there could be a lot of truth in the research. He said arts and culture could improve things like mental health, ageing and loneliness. He recently announced plans for the UK's National Health Service to use the arts to improve people's well-being and health. The researchers said, overall, our results highlight the importance of continuing to explore new social factors that affect our health.
Do task 3. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Live concerts and museums help you live longer. Researchers have found that people who go to live concerts, shows and museums can live longer than those who do not. Experts from University College London looked at the lifestyles of over 6,700 British people for 15 years. They examined how often the people went out and what kinds of events they attended. They found that over 50s who regularly went to concerts and shows were around 30% less likely to die over the next 14 years. The researchers said the over 50s could extend their life by engaging with the receptive arts. These include art galleries, concerts, museums, musicals, the opera and the theatre. In addition to living longer, concert goers could also have more fun. Lead researcher Dr. Daisy Fancourt said money played a big role in whether or not people went to concerts and engaged with the arts. She wrote, over 40% of people in the least wealthy group reported that they never accessed cultural activities. The UK Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, believes there could be a lot of truth in the research. He said arts and culture could improve things like mental health, ageing and loneliness. He recently announced plans for the UK's National Health Service to use the arts to improve people's well-being and health. The researchers said, overall, our results highlight the importance of continuing to explore new social factors that affect our health.
Check your answers to task 3. You have 1 minute. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.